What's up? Yes. Yes, that's the city. Lagos, the city by the sea. 7 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock, a beautiful morning. Mm-hmm. It's a joy, is infectious, yeah?
Yeah, contagious.
Okay, we're going to give you this and you give it to us back. It's a beautiful morning. Welcome to the show. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's right.
And this show, okay, this show is called What's Up, Lagos? All right, welcome to the show this lovely morning.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Okay, that's my SA sound, SA noise.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my name is Stretch, and she is cross-fertilization.
She's she calls herself Feta. My name is Feta.
Yes, I will say it.
No,
you
come on, Stretch. You couldn't just last for 1 week.
No, I was very lenient yesterday. How can I be calling something that you're... Okay, she's Feta.
My name is Feta, yes.
And she's very, very Feta.
Well, you can say that.
Okay. She likes that. 8 minutes past the hour. This morning, we're going to be cruising in style like we do every single day.
Sure.
Yeah. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, thank you so much for letting us into your car, into your office,
mm-hmm.
into your kitchen,
into
your living room,
into your life,
into your AirPod. Thank you so much for letting us in. We promise we will not leave a mess. It's going to be a wonderful morning from now all the way till 12 noon and beyond, because this station will never let you down, do we?
Sure.
All right, let me just run you through. If this is your first time listening to the show, ow, where have you been?
Welcome.
Take a seat. Relax. All right. First, let's just give you the means by which you can be on this show. You can call us on the telephone and you can send us WhatsApp message.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to the internet. You can check us on Twitter, on Instagram.
Is that how you said internet?
Okay, internet. You can go to the internet. Yeah, you can also do that and be able to interact with us. The phone lines, I think you should write these. If you don't have these numbers, what if Rose Safety just
talked
to
you? Save it on your phone.
Rose Safety just talked. Pack! Police said, inner light, pack! Bring out your phone. Do you have Nigerian phone number? You don't.
Ah.
Jail.
And then we can help you.
We won't be
because
able to help.
Told you. We warned you.
So this is your opportunity now. Save this on your phone right now, all right? 0700-993-993-993. Do you get 0700-993-993-993? We made it better for the women. Yeah, if you're a female, yeah, we're gender that way. 01465-7190. If you are a woman, 01465-7190. We don't want you to struggle with the men out there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you how to get us on WhatsApp, the number you can use to send us a WhatsApp message. She doesn't know it's by heart. All right.
You have to call me out. Even though I signal to you, I'm like, Stretch, not now. Okay.
We'll call you a lie.
Nice one.
Yes.
Stretch one, Feta zero.
Yes.
As we go.
So we are scoring.
We are scoring now.
Let's go now.
1-0.
No.
Everybody, you are wrong when you did it.
Nothing.
Throw me on that trailer.
Your work.
No problem.
Trailer that carries cement.
No problem, man.
Yes. We are sorry.
Okay, what you shele?
We are
you
sorry.
Shele? You bad bitch.
Take it easy now, already.
Good wala.
Clear share. Take it easy now.
No problem.
And that problem, no problem, no problem. You can measure it. The prayer is much.
Your prayer is getting worse.
Prayer is getting worse this morning. All right, so how do we start the show? We start with a portion of the show we call Sound Off.
Mm.
Sound Off when we talk about things that you want to talk about. Yeah? Sometimes we don't need maybe you've discussed it at Bia Palace.
You've thought about it.
You've even.
Do you know what? We are your strength.
We are the one
to say it on your behalf.
We say it. Mm-hmm. We reeks anything.
But guess what? We don't want to talk about it after we've said it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when it's done, then we get into
it's
the music where we take it a bit easy and ask you stuff and that everybody can be on. And we'll do that. Then on the other hour today, we have something special also. Remember this, on the 8th of this month, is a special day. If you don't know, well, Google already. So that you get to the won't tell you yet.
Yes.
If you don't know what the 8th of March is.
Oh.
One of the reasons we had a special number. 01465-7190. That's a hint.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And some of us were born just a day after that.
The lady's mad.
Drop it like
no
it's hot.
That you're bad.
Yeah. So don't let them know what the 8th is.
I will not tell them that on the 9th is your birthday.
Don't tell anybody that.
They don't know now.
So let's take a short breather and we'll be back for Sound Off. Don't touch it.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
All right, it's 30 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off. And in a few days, we will be going to the polls. We will be electing those who are to govern us in the states and those who are to help them make laws in the various states in the Federal Republic of Nigeria. The elections are very important, and this year, by the number of people that got to register, it shows that many people are aware. I was touched yesterday by someone who was called in above 60 and said this was his very first time voting. This 2023 elections were sold very well. INEC gave us the give us tools to sell the elections. That, hey, we know everybody is apathetic, thinking that when I go vote, it won't make a difference because my votes will not count, or maybe it will be inflated or deflated, as the case may be. But they gave us technology, and we could relate to technology, the BVAS, IREV, and explain to the layman that once the counting is done at the booth, it is uploaded directly to the server, and everybody will see, like, the score on a football match, who is winning and who is not. And I think this got tickled the fancy of everybody. And people went through thick and thin to get their PVCs. It took time. It took months. And some paid bribes to get through that hurdle. And after that, it was time for the elections. And from the turnout, it was wonderful. Roll the tape forward. Results were released. And like in every contest, there must be a winner. But with that, the taste still remains. People have misgivings, press conferences here and there. But INEC says, listen, there are courts to go to. Now let's move that forward again. Another election is due on Saturday. And for the very first time in a long time, we're hearing very loudly in the city of Lagos, people throwing in the tribal card, which is what this Sound Off is going to be about. We've been talking about it because we see the gunpowder, we see the matchstick, and we see someone about to strike something. And we do not want to change that balance in the city of Lagos and Nigeria. Because if Lagos burns, Nigeria will have smoke all over it. So we're saying, if you are someone sitting in the position of authority in Lagos, we're talking to the governor and the deputy governor, you have a role to play right now.
Sure.
It doesn't end in attending church services. It doesn't end in going to meet celebrities, the Daddy Shokis of this world. It doesn't end in addressing Lagosians, my dear Lagosians, and saying different things right now. You need to stand up and address the people. The people that are campaigning and throwing that card, they love you. They think they're doing you a service. They think they're helping. But believe me, it is a demarketer that at this point, we're thinking where someone is from. When I do business, I go to the market to buy stuff. I don't care where that person selling to me is from. I don't care who my I'm changing my dollar is from. I don't care who is selling me ugu or who is selling me sugar cane. But now when it gets to the time of elections, we're throwing that card in. It is a dangerous card to throw in. And for you to be the chief security officer of this state, I think these few days, It'll be some form of campaign for you to try to douse that tension. Lagos needs you. Lagosians need you. We need for you to come in now, step in now in your position as the executive governor of Lagos State and talk to these people and say, calm down. This is not what Lagos is about.
I'll be very honest. I don't think I actually knew exactly what you were going to sound off on, but I was going to tell you when you walked into the studio that I think we shouldn't stop talking about this issue because, you see, the reason why we all come together to vote a particular person into power, I think to myself that it's because we are trying to staple that uniting factor.
Yeah.
Commonly coming together to say this is who we want you to lead us is, we want you to continue to unite us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you occupy that position, whether you are about to or you already occupy that position, I think that you should be using that position that you have
to
still
together.
Be the uniting factor.
Yeah.
Because if you're not doing that, I'm sorry, that's the campaign, honestly
yeah.
speaking.
Yeah.
Because like you said, that this is a gunpowder, this is a matchstick about to be. And we know that we don't want to be a part of this. Let me just put it that way.
No.
We don't. Like, as much as you think you have the strength or the anger, you don't want to be part of what?
You don't want to be. You don't want to be in the position where your status goes just like that.
So, I mean, it's not everything we can open our mouth to say. Mm. You know what we are trying to say.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, use your position. Now, it's not even now. Let's say we are calling on political people who are in power to do what they're supposed to do. You as a person, you as a citizen, use whatever position you have to clamp down on what is not.
Yeah.
I'll say no to tribalism.
And you out there trying to fan those embers. You out there trying to think that when you go that route, you get sympathy. Let me just tell you this. Statistically, if everybody from any ethnic group vote their person, nobody's going to win this election in that way.
True,
we need other people. We need to flow into each other. And we'll be living together in Lagos. We can't break it now. There is life after the elections.
True.
So I am personally calling on the chief security officer of this state. I am asking you, you are a noble man. And you can do this. In a few days, this will be like a campaign, honestly. Bring the people together. Call back the dogs that are barking, whoever they are. Let there be peace in Lagos. Let us say no. And you, your voice saying no, will be the loudest voice to say no to tribal sentiment. And that was the sound off. All right, just do what's up, Lagos?
Woo!
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, yes, originality phase. Do you know his name was Chibuzo? Yeah, maybe. All right, Chibuzo. All right, but hey, lovely one there, beautiful one. And in a minute or so, we'll be going for a break, a short break. But before, when we come back, we'll be musing. What are we talking about this morning? What is that Lagos memory of yours? Lagos memory. Yeah, maybe it's when you first got into Lagos, maybe when you were growing up. One Lagos memory that you will never forget. Maybe it was when you were robbed, actually. Or maybe when someone gave you a chance. Lagos experience, Lagos memory you have. One. You want to share this morning? So think about it. We'll give you 30 seconds, well, 9 minutes thereabout to think about it. And after thinking about it, we'll come back on the other side. That's what we're musing on. Your Lagos experience, your Lagos memory on What's Up Lagos. We'll be back. All right, it's What's Up Lagos! What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? 10:36. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
I'm doing my job as the SA.
No, you
I'm
are doing
well. Like, who could have ever thought that I can do What's up, Lagos?
Let me tell you something. If you start praising yourself too much, I'll demote you.
I don't understand. You yourself
so
said.
So I've given you that position and now you are telling me you don't understand.
I can do this thing, sir. What's up, Lagos?
Okay, so no problem. This job has not opened up to a month now. You are now getting boiled under your armpits.
No, I've been boiled.
Okay.
No, I've been boiled.
We will see to
it's
that.
What is self-confidence.
Self-confidence.
Does the way you want your SA to
okay.
be.
Okay, SA noise. You should be demoted. All right, 10:37. We said before we went on that break that we put together our Lagos memories. What do you remember? What's that thing that sticks out, that stands out
for you? WhatsApp is buzzing.
All right, so let's give out the phone numbers again. 0700-993-993-993. That you want to call us if you're male or maybe female. But if you're strictly female, if you're sure, 01465-7190. When you call on the telephone lines, please, WhatsApp Lagos is non-negotiable, all right? But now we can go straight to WhatsApp and find out.
Yeah, so this guy, his name is Hillary from Shulary. He says, my Lagos experience was the day a madman slapped me along Raymond Njoku Road in Ikoyi, where I was waiting for a bus at the bus stop. I slapped back immediately and the madman took to his heels. Till today, I still remember that scene and I laugh.
Whoa!
You are the real Lagos.
Yay! Madman slap. You don't even consider that he's not feeling mentally.
Almost he gave him back. He said the madman ran.
Say me self when you slap. Are they okay?
Excuse me. We are all in this together. This is it. I have fond memories of visiting Barbies during Christmas and Easter holidays. Surely was so lively in 90s and 80s. Muhyiddin.
Muhyiddin, yes. I share the Barbie thing with you. Yes.
Good morning, Stretch and Feta. What's up, Lagos? My Lagos experience was when I was robbed, pickpocketed. Mm-hmm. I was going home from work around the Kotun area. Okay. This young guy stepped on my shoe from behind. Removing it, he apologized. I said it's okay, but he was insisting on wearing my shoe back. As he was doing so, that was when he stylishly took my phone. It's not until I had already entered the bus. About halfway to home, I started looking for what I did not lost.
Yeah.
I had PTSD for months. Anytime I hear someone with my ringtone, I'll be checking my pocket. Lagos must teach you something for this life. Samuel.
Thank you for sharing that.
Hey.
All right, we're sharing Lagos experiences this morning. If you have any to share, get on it right now. If you want to type it out, we'll tell you if you don't know the WhatsApp lines. But let's go to the phone lines right now and find out.
All
what's
right.
up, Lagos, first.
What's up, Lagos? See you. What's up, my guy?
What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Joseph.
All right, welcome to the show. Okay, please share with us.
My brother, it was 2002. I was riding Okada. I just gather my money, go buy one fine Okada like that.
Okay.
Inside the Kedah cantonment. So I carry somebody go inside the Kedah.
Okay.
So one guy come pick me, say, he won't learn bike.
Yeah.
How to ride bike. So he just came back from abroad. He has a power bike.
Okay.
So he wants to learn how to ride the bike. Make a decision.
Okay.
He said, you will pay me. I said, okay, no wala, we negotiate. So I carried him. I took him to somewhere, not knowing that he was a criminal.
Hey!
So I started teaching him the bike, giving him bike. At the point, the first day, the second day, he called me, I went again, we did the same thing. At the point, he said, okay, let him see if he can ride by himself. That's how I handed over the bike, and the guy went with the bike.
Hey, wait! Wait! He took the bike and went away.
He left me, as he said, I should free him so that he can ride the bike by himself. That is how he gone with the bike.
You were watching him right away. You were thinking he was going to go and turn and come back to you.
And I thought he would turn and come back.
Hey!
And it was like an estate. So inside there was no bike for you to even use to pursue him and all of that.
Yes.
So there was nothing I could do. So I let it go.
So wait, when you started this course, you didn't even know where he lived?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Lagos.
Lagos.
Whoa. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Have a nice day.
Man,
that one is enough to do an Hollywood movie on.
I see.
So the guy took his time.
Who did
teach
this?
Me how to ride. They were teaching. He go, okay, teacher. Oh yeah, let me see what you have taught me. And he got on it.
But there's this video that I used to see on social media about... Like people will go into a store to buy shoes.
Yeah,
then when you're testing the shoes, and they'll be like, next you all run out of the shop. Oh, but they run you street though. No,
oh, got let's go
calls.
To the
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Did you hear that story?
He's quiet, we are still laughing.
The story is just like my own experience, but I got that. That's why I called.
Okay, please, who's speaking to her? What's your name, sir?
Actually, my story make me to remain anonymous.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm calling from Ikoyi. This time I'm driving. I'm driving to work. That's his last year. So I don't know if the person I want to refer it to might be listening.
Okay.
So I'm driving to Ikoyi.
Yes.
As I get to Falomo Underbridge at that MTM.
Yes.
There's this big Lazarus Jeep.
Yes.
Coming from Awolowo, going to Bodilom.
Okay.
So that place was somehow shocking. So everybody's trying to follow himself bumper to bumper. So that Jeep was coming out from Awolowo. Why me? I'm coming from Kingsway Road.
Okay.
So we met there. So I was trying to come at the front of that Jeep. That Jeep is trying to come at the front of me. So unfortunately, I leave him to go. So I now start. I left my glass. I said, Oga, he doesn't know what you're doing. I point my head. I say, you don't have sense.
Yes.
So immediately I just point my head. I say, you don't have sense. The man just stop at my front and get down. And start hitting the roof of my car. That was like very harder. To the extent that even the roof pressed in.
Yeah.
So as he was hitting it, I was telling him, I say, okay, you know what? Do your worst. Do what your worst. He said I should let down. That he would show me that he's driving a politician in Lagos. That he will use the power on me. So I have told him outside the car that me too, I will use the power of indigenous on you. So he said, who are you? I said, I'm Nigerian. He said, I will tell you I'm driving a politician. I will deal with you. So in that process, I told the guy, I said, okay, you know what? If this is what you think, follow me, let's go. Let me show you who I am. So as I moved, the guy just followed me. So I was driving with my colleague. So the guy followed me.
Yeah.
So I have to turn Falomo Beach. So I take him down to Simbi, going to Sora. I take him down there. He's still following me, and we are running like 100 kilometers per hour.
Uh-uh.
He's following me. So I turn from Sora. I'm coming down again back to Falomo. He's following me back again. So I looked at what should I do. So I tell the lady I was carrying that, okay, you know what? I know what to do. Let's do Fast and Furious now. So I trafficate. On my way coming to Dolphin, I was coming down from that bridge, from that Simbi Bridge. So I'm heading down to Dolphin. So I trafficate right to enter Dolphin Extension. So I keep my right. So I look my side mirror. I see him to keep.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Are you there? This story must end, though. Hello? You can't. No. This is not allowed.
It's not fair.
No, now. This can't. No. Feta is your fault.
It's not my fault. Am I network? It's not me.
Please call us back. You owe us.
Stevie from Okota says, my worst Lagos experience was when I boarded a vehicle from Select to Airport Road. And I later discovered I wasn't having any money on me anymore.
I was
probably pickpocketed.
Yeah.
The driver dropped me midway and I started begging for money to go back home. I hate Lagos. Whoa. Come on. You gotta love the city, regardless.
That was man.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up?
My people.
Yeah?
This is Madam Ify.
Madam Ify, welcome.
Good morning.
When I say na 21st century, why you don't start?
Hey.
They don't worry me and my mama 1960, so. I was a small guy then.
Okay.
You know, when you have a shop, when you see somebody wants to come and buy plenty things, you'll be so excited.
Yes.
So this wire guy, now, in those days, there's this bicycle that they have a carrier at the front. You will load it with all this beer, mineral, all the rest. This man now collected enough. And told my mom that, tell your people, make you follow me. My house is just at a daily bigwedia. They were living in the Kate area.
Okay.
You know? And my mom said, hey, for my, yeah, be safe. Full on, may go bring money. So when the man got to a place, and I said, girl, sit down here. That's how I sat down, no? For midday, I saw fruit tire for that compound.
The man went away.
I slept. Nothing looking for me.
Chai.
When my daddy came back from work, I said,
thank you so much.
Oh my God. So like the child, people are, yeah, that was not fair now.
Mm.
Hey.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Yes, I want to tell you my Lagos experience.
Hey, you have to give us what's up, Lagos.
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up?
No, you can go ahead. If we had known.
See, if we had known.
If we had known, we'd have just allowed that. It's your fault.
Your beavers did not upload.
It's your fault. Your I said it last.
Your beavers. All right, 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993 or 01-465-7190.
Whatcha? And guess what? You cannot call the send your messages to your WhatsApp because I got the number now. 0809-597-5805.
Okay.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I want to tell you my own experience.
Lagos experience. What's your name, please?
Yeah, so my name is Amos.
Amos, go ahead.
From DI.
All right, Amos, go ahead.
The first day I came to Lagos, it was very funny enough that I don't know anything, which is 2020. I mean, 2014.
Okay.
Yes. That was the first time I came to Lagos. So they stopped me at Oshodi,
okay.
And I'm going to Aja, which is the island.
Yeah.
So with the issue on ground, yeah, the bus I took from that place to Aja, the conductor himself was just like looking at me saying this is their normal language.
Yeah. Owoda.
So I don't really know what he's saying. When he said, oh, that will point at me, I will bring out money, I will give to him. Every bus stop, that was what he was doing. And he gets to a point that the person sitting inside of me said, oh, God, what are you doing? I said, this man keeps pointing at me, say, oh, that. And I don't know what he was even saying.
Oh, God, this is so
funny. And that was, in fact, since then, ever since it makes me, I learned a lesson from that, my first experience in Lagos.
Whoa, thank you so much. Owoda, give up. Whoa, that's, so anytime you guys says Owoda, you just flash him money. Anytime he says, Owoda, stop laughing.
I just remember there's a movie about it, Mr. Ibu and Wonga.
All right, let's go to the online. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You can't tell.
Yeah,
good morning to you.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
Yeah. This is Dominici from Ikorodu.
All right, welcome to the show. Yeah. Go ahead, share your Lagos experience with us.
Exactly. The worst experience ever I had it was when I boarded a bus from Antony.
Okay.
I was coming from a practice. So I gave this long starter. They are always two inside it. So I gave one of them, I'm like 500. I mean, boarding down to when I get to Bonus, I'll get down.
Okay.
So getting down, Avishal, to give me change now. He said, oh, God, no change. What is this money in your hand now? Give me my change. You refuse to give me change. Could you imagine? Tell me what happened. Just ask me what happened.
What happened?
Hmm. Oh, my God. Just to collect 40 naira change. Out of 500 naira, I'm supposed to receive 200 naira.
Uh-uh.
I was like, oh, guy, you know, go. You have to give me my change, my complete change. Say, oh, if you don't collect, you just throw the 40 naira on the ground and just move.
Hey.
I was like, what? I don't have any money with me anymore. How do I want to go back to? I don't want to go home.
God.
I can't go home. I can't go back. There's no one to pause. And I'm still going as far as you could do.
Whoa.
That day I was stranded. I was like, God, I can't even swear because Christian does not swear now. Even if I swear, who can
Yeah.
And then you can still beat your chest 25 times and say, I live in Lagos.
Lagos experience.
I love
Lagos. We're
asking
for your Lagos experience. It could be good, it could be bad. Yeah, your Lagos experience.
Sure.
Yeah. So let's get to hear it. Thank you so much for calling us.
Good morning to you.
What's up,
Good
Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? You're still alive.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Time caller.
Yeah!
It's because of you I came to work.
All right.
Oh, that's nice. Good to hear you guys' voice.
What's your name, sir?
Ibrahim Mansour. I'm calling for Balasa.
All right, okay, Ibrahim. Perfect. Go ahead. Share your Lagos experience.
Quickly,
bro.
Yeah, okay. It was back in 2015. Okay. I was due to travel for Hajj to Saudi.
Okay.
And a family friend gave me $200. Back then, it was about 250 or so.
Okay.
And I had like 10,000 naira in my wallet. On my way from office from Alausa to Ikoyi,
yeah,
I got pickpocketed. Yeah.
Yeah,
they took my wallet, everything.
Yeah,
yeah, the dollars, the naira, and everything.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Funny.
I had no. Okay, here's the thing.
Okay,
I had already paid for my bus ride from Obalende to Lekki.
Okay,
so when I got to Lekki, I just realized that my wallet is gone.
Oh my God.
I was just laughing at myself.
Hey.
I needed to take another shuttle to my street in Lekki.
Oh,
I just looked at the man beside me and said, my trip is 100 naira. I have 15. I just realized that my wallet has been stolen.
Yes.
He looked at me from head to toe and sized me up. He said, don't worry, sir, I'll pay your bus fare. That was when I was down. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. Oh.
So that was my Lagos experience. Ever since then,
You don't shine your eye.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing. All right, we go on a break in a bit.
Yes, so we have
to go on
a break. We're
sharing Lagos experience. And on the other side, we could be having people in the studio.
Yes.
We'll tell you about that when we get back. But remember, you can share your experience on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805.
Mm-hmm.
All right, share your Lagos experience with us. We're celebrating this beautiful city.
No matter
this
what.
This beautiful megatropolis
yes,
called
so.
Lagos.
Yes, sir. So.
We'll be back.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, too many spots are 11. And what's up, Lagos? We are on the second hour. Where we'll be, like we said, letting people into the studio in a bit. And they'll be talking about something you should know already.
Mm.
But in the meantime, let's mop up what we have, your Lagos experience. And we're having very hilarious experiences and some very memorable ones, too. The phone lines are buzzing.
Buzzing, really.
Let's find out.
All right, good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there? Hello?
Anybody home?
All right, I guess
doesn't
not.
Doesn't look like it.
All right, go
try to
WhatsApp.
Come back. Okay. Vic says, what's up, Lagos?
Mm-hmm.
It gets one evening coming from work at a pass-through computer village. Some boys passed by my side and they were hailing me for no reason. When they passed, I instinctively touched my pocket and my phone was gone.
Hey!
I immediately reached out and grabbed one person nearest to me. I screamed at him to give me my phone. I showed the area boys, gross. Luckily, the person where I grabbed was a thief and he gave me the phone. It was a rush of adrenaline. I was so scared. The same phone lost inside downfall about 3 weeks later. I guess it was destined to loss in Lagos.
Vic, thanks for sharing that. Yeah.
Okay.
Remote stealing.
I'm telling you. What's up, Lagos? Anonymous from Mowe. Ano, welcome. My Lagos memorable experience is when my junior brother several years ago sent 100 euro, which was 20K then, through an agent. And it was to take 1K, give me 19K. I refused. I collected the euro because I wanted to see it one-on-one. And then went to Ikeja Airport Hotel to change it.
Yeah.
Guess what? After changing from one of those guys along the road, getting to bank to make deposit, only to discover it was 15K.
Yay!
I then called the guy. He asked me to come to local airport to collect the balance. After spending a lot for transport, I couldn't find him.
Oh my God.
This was anyone's voice. No, that I go to. I don't understand. Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
Okay.
What's your name?
Please. I'm Chukwu.
Chukwu, what happened now? Are you pregnant again?
I'm really sad. Yes, I did so. I'm passing a hell of problems.
Okay, are you calling to tell us about your... Did your Lagos experience just happen now? The thing we are talking about now. Chukwu?
Ew.
Okay, two has gone. All right, it's 4 minutes past 11, yeah? And we got a few.
Just one more message. Okay. One more message. What's up, Lagos? My Lagos experience was one day I was at mile two waiting to board the bus going to Ikorodu.
Okay.
All I was hearing was, Osho.
Osho, Osho, Osho.
Time after time, this continued. And I was there until my co-passengers all boarded, leaving me with another new set. For over 2 hours, I stood in this crushing sun until I decided to swallow my pride and ask someone how to get to Ikorodu. This man laughed and then helped me to board the next boat.
Wait, let me continue. He said, he was here.
Osho.
My two, Ikorodu. So he didn't know. He wanted them to say, Osho, the Osho.
Ayewada.
My two, Ikorodu. He said, he was here. Osho, my two, Ikorodu.
You never
seen
nothing.
Welcome. We've been waiting for you. Welcome to Lagos. Welcome. Sit down. Take your front seat.
Let me just read this last one. We are done. What's up, Lagos? My worst experience in Lagos was when I went to Ladipo Market to buy a new phone.
Ladipo.
After observation negotiations, I paid.
Yes.
The guy asked me to wait that he wants to package the phone.
He came back
to me with the package for a small fancy nylon. Happily, I took a bike home. Getting home, I discovered that the phone was an empty one.
Yeah.
Just only phone case with some pieces of cartons packed in it.
Yeah.
I went back to the phone shop. Behold, I couldn't meet the guy that sold the phone to me. And the guys I met there denied me. All my efforts to get my cash was abortive. Now I'm wiser. Tony Tonero. That's the message. Now I'm wiser.
Hey, I want to package what? Give me the package. Yeah, that would have been so painful.
They did my brother. They gave him fufu. Yeah.
Instead of phone. Fufu was inside the pack.
Fufu was inside.
And you was heavy.
They used it to buy it soup.
Whoa. All right, 11:06, and we will be taking the... Are you sure we can take one more call?
Well, let's take one more
call. Okay, just one more
call. We can go
call.
On that break. Back. Okay.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Welcome, Lagos.
Fentrally. Go ahead.
First time caller. Welcome. I've been listening to your program from anything from 5:30, Jimmy Disu, and the likes. But I thank God, while I was hearing Jimmy Disu speaking this morning, he told me about your program, and I've been hearing along.
Okay.
I'm glad to call in. I'm a first-time caller.
All right. Welcome. You're ready.
Thank you.
God bless you all there.
Bless you too. Yeah, bless you too. I say thank you too. Great.
All right, so it's 7 minutes past 11, and we're moving in style this morning. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back. Our guests are in the studio. We'll be back. Don't touch it. What's up, Lagos? That's where we are. It's 11 minutes past 11, and I have two women in the studio.
Yeah, that's why you're a pago.
So my voice is going to be changing in a bit.
Come on, that's not
okay.
Fair.
All right, so Feta.
Yes, so we have Deborah Efe in the studio with us. Tomorrow is actually International Women's Day.
Yes.
I know some of you do not know it. That's why Stretch has been saying that. It's something you are supposed to know.
Yes.
And so it's International Women's Day, and we are celebrating women in tech. The theme for this year's International Women's Day is Digital. So, inclusivity is speaking and giving. Inclusivity, women can do this, if men can do this kind of thing. And that's why we have Deborah in the studio today to talk to us about that, really. How are you doing first? Let's start from there.
Thank you very much. I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, are you a tech woman too? Because I know that tech is basically like the new cash, and somehow it looks like women are actually going into this too. So, are you practicing? Are you intending to go into it and all of that?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm fully a tech woman yet because, of course, I still need to undergo certain classes or certain trainings. Yes. So I won't
but
say.
But you're on course. You're going.
Yes,
you're facing
yes,
them.
Yes, I am doing that.
All right. Okay. So like Feta said, the theme for International Women's Day tomorrow: digital innovation and technology for gender equality. Yeah, that's what it is, for innovation and technology for gender equality. Digital. All right. So. What are we doing about this tomorrow?
Okay, we're having a conference tomorrow. It's
and who is we?
Okay, sorry. So we're hosting a conference tomorrow to celebrate the International Women's Day, a She Conference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically, we'll be talking about the innovation and, like you said, and innovation and technology for gender equality. You know, there's this thing that a lot of people just think, probably it's just guys, when you get tech, they just feel like, oh, digital. A lot of people still think it's just guys that can venture into that or that can go into that. So we're just bringing that awareness to let people know that ladies,
women can also do it.
Exactly, women can also do it. And we have, like, women that are very successful
in the tech space.
Yes, in the tech space.
Okay.
So we have been also joined by Peace. I don't know, Pieces. I can't really pronounce your surname. Maybe you have to do that for us.
Imafidon.
Imafidon.
Peace Imafidon. I would have said that if you had asked me. Peace, welcome.
You don't know.
Thank you.
Welcome. So you are part of this She Conference tomorrow.
Yes, I am.
So now, why is it focusing really on women? Why do you think it's focusing on women?
Well, studies have shown and statistics have shown that in developing countries, women have the least access to technology.
Okay.
So let's say in a family of five, it's more likely that the father and the brothers have access to a smartphone than the ladies, especially in lower income families.
Okay.
And so that is why it's really important, especially in this part of the world, to really
focus
drag this
on
thing.
Women.
I want to say something. So I know that this is something that is annually celebrated, but do you think people are very, because I don't know, Stretch, if you've noticed that there's always this silent complaint that women are always celebrated like 20 times a year. There's Mother's Day, there's Women's Day, there's Under Women's Day.
No, I'm not afraid that three of you are here. It's a fact.
It is not a fact.
It's a fact.
But okay, let's say, I don't know, but now it's an annual celebration, right?
Yes.
And I won't even lie that I just recently knew about this particular one that has a theme every year.
Yeah.
Now, this year's theme is for technology, bringing women together and saying that, oh, women are actually doing this thing and the world needs to know. But do you feel that there are also women who, or people who don't actually have a hang of what the International Day celebration is about, bringing women together, Women's Day is about? Like, you're not really certain if it's really inclusive in terms of celebrating them for something that they know how to do. Do you think there's a lot of awareness about it?
Well, since it started, we've been picking up traction each year.
Okay.
But there's definitely a lot of ways to go. We have a lot of milestones to reach in terms of publicity, especially with women. So that is why at She, with the She Conference, we're also trying to, you know, do that. So we're hoping, and we've seen that different groups that are, you know, fighting for women's rights also do their own thing.
Mm.
So the more we are in number, hopefully, the more publicity we can get and the more attention and recognition we can get for this particular day to single it out. Not that all the other million of days that, you know, ascribe to women are not important, but this is particularly important because, you know, on a day like this, we get to talk about important issues and then not just talk about it, draw up strategies and programs and agendas that we can use to push this throughout the year.
Mm.
Okay, so what do we expect at this women conference, and who's supposed to come? Only women are interested in tech, or maybe women that have PhDs? Who's coming? Who would you want to be there? All women, including this Feta.
I'm a woman now. Mm. I mean, I should be there.
Yeah, so
of course we want all women to be there, from all walks of life. From, it doesn't necessarily need to be only professors or
those who are educated.
No, when we're celebrating International Women's Day, we're celebrating everyone, all women across the world, irrespective of their jobs or irrespective of
educational qualification or their status in society.
Exactly, or not.
And they can, okay.
So how do you think that how do you think tech actually affects female lives? And why do you think they should be interested in tech?
Is this for me?
Yeah, I mean, anybody can answer the question.
Oh, well, I think it's quite obvious that in this day and time that we live, anyone who is not, you know, tech leaning is going to be left behind, far behind. And especially for women, because we are already disadvantaged already.
How? Why do you say that?
Well,
no, I want to know now.
That's a whole melee of, you know, issues, right? But, you know, economically, we are, I know we're catching up quickly, we are, but this is like, this is a new modus operandi of the entire world. And so it's very, very important that, especially for women, like I said, I just wrote out the statistics for you, right? So it's important that we bridge that gap and maybe overtake.
Yes, overtake is the key. All right, but going into it really seriously, well, our lives depend on strong technological integration. Some people, when you hear tech, some people might think it's repairing phone, repairing your TV. There are other things, attending, like making a bank transaction is involving tech.
Of course.
Booking a medical appointment is involving tech. Everything currently goes through a digital process. Recently, no cash. People want to get cash, you need to do it, transfer or the other. Well, statistically, this one I'm seeing here, and I'm reluctantly going to read it. 37% of women do not use the internet. 259 million fewer women have access to the internet than men, even though they account for nearly half of the world's population. That is a bad thing. So women should get more into that space. And they say once you educate a woman, you educate the whole nation.
The world,
so this is a good step. And I know it's not going to be just on one day. This conference, this kind of thing, this kind of enlightenment, this kind of getting women out of where they are,
their comfort
not
zone,
only end in this single day. Right here, even in, we were talking before you guys came, technologically also, we have a special line for women.
Sure, yes.
So that's one, like we, there are lines for everybody to call, women can call. We also have one special line, strictly women. If we hear a man's voice, we'll cut you off. So you see, the advantages are much, but we want more. Because once you get a woman on the pedestal, the better. So tell us about tomorrow and the conference and what, it's definitely free, right? It's a free for every, you come, there's no, there are no payments involved?
There are no payments involved, huh?
Okay.
There is.
Okay.
It's
but that will
3,
be something
000.
They will check on the webs. They will check on the website.
Something they have to check. Because the information that I got from Ayo, because he was supposed to be here, but due to some reasons, that's why, you know, he just went. But I think we should actually center more on the bias, because I'm more interested in the fact that this is something that was really male dominated before until recently. I won't even lie. Personally speaking, from the, I'm a female, so I could say that I have this fear that if I go into tech as a woman, I probably would not excel, because it has to be, I have to be mathematically inclined. And before now, I don't know, but I think it's true that it's more, men are more inclined to be, you know, tech savvy, just like the stats that we just read now. So do you think there are still biases involved in these profession in terms of women going into tech? Because that's what we're centering on.
Okay, I still think, you know, Peace was saying the other time that there have been times or statistics have shown that guys have more access to the internet, or men have more
access to the internet
compared to
ladies. Women. Yeah,
and then we see some profession that requires
more socialization in terms of.
Instance, when I back then when I was in school, there's some courses they say, like, you see more guys compared to some other courses, you see maybe just two ladies or something.
Yeah, but nobody stops the women from taking those courses. Is there anybody telling you not to take the courses?
Really?
Yes. So, like, you want to fill a jam form, there's engineering, mechanism. Gentlemen said making jeans strictly for women.
I think it's the barrier that comes with, oh, you're a lady, and then they make fun of those girls then engineering department that they're looking masculine.
The same way they make fun of men that are doing nursing.
But do you know now we have more nurses?
Because we broke the barrier.
So we're doing that also. We're also breaking that barrier.
Okay.
That's
so
nice.
Do your own, I would do our own. But really speaking, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful direction we're going to. That by a day set aside, International Women's Day, to celebrate women. And this year's theme is Digit All. Oh. And if you can get any avenue where you can get to elevate yourself, get yourself out of where you are. Technology is, if you're not using technology now, you are living under a rock.
Seems like you're blind.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh. If you're not using technology, you're just under a rock. Look at it. What do you want to do? Your ATM card, technology. You want to get into Lagbus, technology. You want to pay. You want to transfer money to somebody, technology. In the past few days, if you don't employ technology, even getting a hailing ride, going from here to here, you need technology.
You have to connect it to your phone somehow.
Even with your touchlight phone, the short codes, technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the USSD.
And it's beautiful to see that women are actually in this thing too. They are actually part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that when you think of a man, you also think of the fact that there's a brilliant woman who is actually in part or in the process of doing this thing. And I love the fact that it's screaming inclusivity. But we need to take this break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Thank you so much. Stay with us. We're back.
Pictures anytime, 11:30 on the clock, and International Women's Day is tomorrow. And if you're not planning anything to do for a woman, you know, a female, you know, you're wrong, all right?
You're wrong.
I'm planning to do a lot tomorrow. I'm going to do something.
Do you have any
wonderful
woman in tech in your life?
Women first, women. Before in tech now.
There's no necessarily need to celebrate a woman in tech. You can just celebrate
first,
women.
I celebrate a woman, not women. Why are you looking at me?
Because the theme says digits all, right? And we're focusing on women. Okay, that's so fine.
So the first celebration tomorrow is that I'm going to make my food myself.
Ah.
So you can't celebrate the women in your life.
I don't have women in my life. That didn't sound right.
And then wala.
Woman in my life.
Perfect.
Woman in my life. Better in my life.
Okay, so this segment of the show is, you know, dedicated to women who are actually in tech. I wouldn't even lie. That's why we have Peace and Deborah in the studio to talk to us about the celebration of International Women's Day that's happening tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme is Digit All. So this is more like creating awareness to you, if you're listening, that tomorrow is a day that you can actually celebrate the women in your life, especially if they're into tech.
Well, even if they're not, they can get into tech. Yeah?
They can get into tech.
Well, I have a dream that one day a woman will repair my phone.
Who told you? There are women repairing phones.
There are women repairing phones.
So let's
Deborah, please let me to tell him.
Yeah, how many?
Already are.
How many?
There are female mechanics. Are you kidding? Where? Mechanics, no. Yes.
And we I want more.
We want more.
Yes.
We're doing that.
We're doing that.
I learned how to change a car tire the other day.
Can you imagine? Achievements.
That's so
Achievement.
I changed my own tire. Praise the Lord.
But really,
women are coming up. Women are driving Korokpe. Women are driving their healing ride. No, really. It's really a
why
good
do
thing.
I feel like sorry, that's a subtle shade?
They're driving Korokpe. They're driving Korokpe. Yeah, they're doing it. But really speaking, it's a good thing to have women together. And the spaces, we talked about school, when someone says he's doing engineering, mechanical engineering, your mind just goes, must be a guy.
Yes.
Yeah? So those things should change. And in tech also, you find out that most women also, let's be honest here,
be very honest.
When it comes to things that, like you said, changing tires now, when the femininity goes away, you will want the man. Is there no man to help me here? Yeah. But when it comes to other
are
things,
are you sure about that? You have facts.
No, it's the truth.
Deborah, is he telling the truth?
No.
Because when a woman decides to go for this thing, they go all out.
I'm telling you.
Yes, they actually do.
I was saying on Twitter the other day, a lady was saying she does the plumbing work in her house herself, and her husband is there. She does it. Her husband doesn't know how to do it, but she knows how to.
It happens. I'm saying we should get more people. If you find a woman that you say, come and help, mostly they will not stick their fingers into such things because maybe it's messy, it's complicated. But right now, we want women to get into that space. And that's why the theme for this year's International Women's Day, Digit All. So get more digitally inclined. Don't run away from those things. Junior! Come and see this thing. Do it yourself. Which channel do I use to watch Telemugu self? Which channel? You know? So you need to get to know those things. And you are in the market. You have the right to get to know those things yourself.
Sure.
Don't depend on anybody else.
Yeah.
So I hope the training will help women get to embrace
technology
more, because that is what this theme. If you guys don't do that, on this year's International Women's Day. That means another year. Because this one is digital. Mm. The more digitally inclined the woman is, the better it is for society.
Even for an average market woman, also, it's very important.
Yes. Mm. You know, so some of them don't know you have banking apps that you need to, some banking apps, you don't even have to go to any bank. Mm. Mm-hmm. You can sit there in the market and have yourself a beautiful service account. Some of them don't have accounts.
Mm. Yes.
You find these market women, they don't have accounts. That's why people swindle them and take it. They're still doing that job. They're still doing this, 2000 and late things. So you can get an account without even getting up from the market to go anywhere. You can transfer money. So I hope you teach them all these things.
All of that.
Yeah, they'll get to know that how you can be digitally inclined, come out of that space and get into the world. Like you say, if you're not digitally inclined, you're blind.
Yeah. It's
you don't see the world.
And the world doesn't see you either.
And what is evolving right now?
So you can't afford to be left behind. But please, I have a concern. So when we talk about women in tech, I won't even lie. I think there is a listener who thinks that a woman in tech is somebody who is a coder, like, is that the right word? Who's into coding, a programmer. It looks very big, mystical. But now Stretch is mentioning knowing how to do the basic things. Yeah. Is that inclusive?
Yes. Of course.
Is that the scope of it? Or is it larger than how we're painting
That's
it?
That's the scope of it. It doesn't necessarily mean we're talking about women in tech. So you think it's about coding or whatever.
Big tech.
No, it involves you knowing how to use the internet, how to use your phone,
how to use your phone, something as basic
as that. A lot of people don't.
How to use your phone,
something as basic as that.
No, really?
Like, I'm beginning to wonder, is there ever going to be.
Every profession. Okay. Your profession, for instance. You know, you have to know how to use
the console,
exactly. So it cuts across all profession, everything. Even if you are a pepper seller, tomato, it cuts across everything.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily I need to know how to write this code, I need to know how to do this. Or, no, it's not necessarily that.
So it really makes sense, because now you're looking at it and someone is if you are not captured by this digital era. We're in that era right now.
Mm-hmm.
We went through the different eras. Now we're in the digital era. If you're not captured, you don't exist, so to say.
You actually do not.
Yeah?
So I'm thinking, Stretch, Peace and Deborah, I'm also thinking, I'm sharing these thoughts with you. If there is a reason why we have to set a day aside to celebrate a woman who is in tech and say that is because we are celebrating them because they can do the basic thing as knowing how to operate their phone, isn't it mundane a bit? Because would we celebrate men for doing that?
But you start from somewhere now, Abby.
Well, so like we said, since the scope is wide, it starts from there, but it also graduates into big tech.
Okay.
So it's the whole gamut of technology, right?
So it's small tech and big tech.
Yes.
Small tech.
Right.
Okay, so when we're off the mic, we had this clarification earlier that this conference is actually free.
Yes.
But when you want to go the advanced level, that's when you get to probably talk about money or exchange. But right now, everybody can come and enjoy the basics of this.
Absolutely.
Of course. Right? Mm-hmm. So it is entirely free. So that's why my heart skipped that time when I say, is it money?
Yeah.
So it cost me. Even the money you mentioned was not, I can't have that amount of money myself. So it is free. It is a conference that is free. You can come over. If you have any woman, even if she's not in tech here, like you said, even if it's a pepper seller, let her go there. Even if it's to learn to open an account,
she needs
to have that digit all. Digit
Everybody's
all.
Everybody's invited.
Yes, everybody. You need to be digitally inclined no matter how little
you it get is.
So what are details of this?
Okay, the address of the event is at Song Banquet Hall at Ijaoye Street. Yes, Ijaoye Street, off Alakija Street, roundabout. As
every woman that just walks in, in rapao, in trouser, in
just
any...
come and learn, come and experience.
And it's so sad that tomorrow is not a public holiday.
True. No, we'll be at work.
Be nice.
And we'll be at work.
Okay, aside, you can either come physically.
Okay.
I think that we're going to create a means
a portal
where you can also list.
Oh, good. Mm. So you should have a website or something where people get to know more about this, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's have the website.
Okay, you can just the She Conference. Okay, sorry. For Twitter, it's She Conference _. Then for Facebook and Instagram, the _ She Conference.
All right.
Mm.
Tomorrow, International Women's Day. Can a man come?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, one of our speakers is going to be a guy.
You see, we are always there. A man will be there to speak.
Necessary allies.
I personally, what I can be there, right?
What I see is a day set aside for everyone to celebrate the women in their lives.
Exactly.
Stretch is going to celebrate me, whether he likes it or not. You listening can celebrate the women in your life, especially when you're into tech.
So I mean, I'm getting gray here.
Send him a shout out, okay? And that's so amazing. Thank you so much, Deborah and Peace, for coming on the show. It's really amazing, even though it was like on short notice and everything.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. International Women's Day is tomorrow, and the theme is Digit All, Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. We're trying to raise up the women and make them who they are. If you make a woman educated, you educate the entire nation.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. So keep a date. Make sure you attend that. All right? Thank you so much for being here. We'll be back in a bit. What's up, Lagos? Yeah. So yeah. I know is International Women's Day is a day set aside corporately.
There's still Mother's Day coming up.
No, don't worry.
Wait.
11 Mother's
Day. There's Ladies' Day coming.
11 Mother's Day.
There's Girls' Day.
There's Female Day. There's
no Female's Day. That's
in Yugoslavia now. There's Female Day in Yugoslavia and there's Female Day in Azerbaijan.
You just want to confuse
me. Google it. If you're doubting it, go to court.
I'm not Googling anything.
Doubt is go to court. 11:46. No, so really, I think there are so many days set aside for women, and it's a good thing because they are the mothers. You are the one that you nurture society. So tomorrow, remember, International Women's Day. The theme is Digit All. And the statistics you're getting, 37% of women do not use the internet. 259 million fewer women have access to the internet than men, even though they account for nearly half the world's population. That is not good. Yeah? That is not good. So I don't know what you'll do as a person to try, even in your space. Some people wait for, the women, they're either busy at the farms, they're the ones that even husband and wife go out by 5 a.m., you drop madam, you take the car to work, she comes back with staff bus, two of you come back late and fagged, you drove back home, she took the bus home, and when you get home, where's my food? When will she be able to sit in front of TV and press? So I'm really in your space. What are you going to do to help that woman, that female, get more digitally into that space? Because that's what this year's theme is, Digit All. And they make up a larger percentage of all women. This figure, again, let me say it for you to hear, 259 million fewer women have access to the internet than men. In some parts of the world, the internet is becoming like human rights. You need to have the internet. So think about that. What are you doing in that space of yours? Or do you think this statistic is wrong? Do you think we think it's better in Nigeria here? Because I know many women that you find out, you go to the market, you find them, most of them are using this touchlight phone in their...
No, I think some of them are actually using, most of them are actually using Androids, but they don't know how to use it.
If you're using an Android like a touchlight phone, you're using a touchlight phone. If you're using an Android, all you use it for...
to receive calls and calculate your money. I use the calculator.
It's a touchlight phone.
So she mentioned something about small tech. At least if you are still using the touchlights and the calculator and receiving call, that's small
tech.
Yes, now that's still small tech. What are people that cannot use anyone? They are celebrating women tomorrow.
So really, International Women. So plan it. Tomorrow is going to be themed around women. And we want you guys to be ready to be on it tomorrow. Also, moving into what we talked about today. So let us also speak to the women folk. If you have an idea of how to make us less, ease of the tribal things going on, this, talk to a woman. Because they will be the ones that children will listen to. Yeah, when a child is listening, the mother is saying, don't mind this tribe. They pick it up.
They pick it up, true.
So if you are there and there's a woman...
My mother said...
Mommy said, or someone I won't even say mommy
said.
See,
let me tell you, my mother used to tell me something.
Yes.
And it sticks.
I can never forget what my mother told me when I was growing up.
And it sticks. And it sticks.
And some of us don't like a certain tribe because of what was said by the woman or man you believe in. So we don't need to pull, we don't need to make this place hotter than it is.
Already is.
This election, already, I think we have scaled a hurdle. The world thought it was going to boil on different angles. It hasn't boiled. And I don't think it will boil if we maintain what we're maintaining. Don't make it hot. Don't make it hot already. It was when the elections came out, the major political, the blocks were like East, West, and North. And we thought that when we get to those polls, we will scatter ourselves. But so kind, we have scaled a hurdle and we're about to scale another. And I look at a Nigeria where after scaling the second hurdle, we'll still be together as a nation. But it needs effort. It needs your effort. We've talked to the Lagos State Governor. We've talked to the deputy. But we also need to talk to you. Yes, you. You have a role to play. You talk to people. Even if it's against what you believe, what your mother told you, your father told you, you can douse this tension. Because when things break, like Feta was saying earlier, there's no bullet that says, let me look for this tribe. Or there's no fire that says, let me look for this other tribe. Because it's this tribe that set me up. Mm. I'll burn only this person's flat. We won't get to that point.
I'm not ready for
it. Yeah, we won't get to that point. We already have problems. No money. No cash to spend. Yeah? The fuel queues are still there. And there's no cash. You don't have money. You want to travel from here to your village. How do you want to go? You want to trek? So let's think about this and try to bring the temperature down. We don't need that.
You don't need the biases together. At all.
No biases needed.
We don't need it.
Let's bring it down.
Clamp down on those biases and say no to all of these inequalities in terms of profession and tribe and all of that. It doesn't actually work. It's not even sweet in the mouth, Sif. It's not good taste, really. So as a mother, as a woman, as a father, please encourage your...
When you stopped at a mother, I looked at you.
No, as a father, as a person,
mother.
As a human being.
Feta.
As Feta, I am. I'm saying to you that there's no need for these biases, okay? Everybody is included. That's what we need to actually build the country that we need. So, I mean, narrating it back or going back to what we're talking about, the International Day Celebration of Women, it's something that everybody should have at the back of their minds. So there's no, telling what a woman can be if she really puts her mind to it. So that's what we should be telling your kids, your younger ones, your anybody around you reading, that you can do it if you think it's... That's the Asparto Maguire thing, but... You know, we have plans of building that motivational center. So, you see, I'm actually working on myself. So, when we get there...
You're doing well. The way I was starting was that... Look,
if you think it, you can do it.
I have a poultry now. I started with a feather.
Stretch. That one will not pose it.
It will work. It will work.
But I have this message on WhatsApp I went to read for Modi Chibuzo. She says, I don't know if it's a she or a he, but it says, what's up, Lagos? I think we live in a society where we tell women to do all... but we tell guys not to do women stuff. Mm-hmm. How do we stop this? I love my mom, the only woman in my life. Oh, that's great. I feel this is the same thing we are talking about. We have to clamp down on the biases, saying, this is what you're supposed to do, more like operant conditioning thing.
It's a woman's job to sweep. It's
a man's job to watch television and press
and watch football. You know? No, that can be on. All right, we have to run. Thank you so much for being on this show today. Tomorrow is going to be fun like today has been. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking in things that you should take in. My name is Stretch. Stretch Original on Instagram. Stretch Cool on Twitter.
I'm Feta Dynamo on Instagram and D_Feta on Twitter.
All right, follow Nigeria Info on all social media portals. Go there and please subscribe to the YouTube channel also. All right, we out of here.